NX has officially been revealed. Say hello to the Nintendo Switch. This is episode 237 of the Lost Levels podcast. I am Super Zamazy, your host, and today I'm joined by Spider Star Ryu.
Hello, everyone.
And today's episode is all about the Nintendo Switch announcement preview trailer that we saw this morning. It's all still really fresh in our minds. It happened, what, like 4 hours ago?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so we have a lot of thoughts on just these 3 minutes. We got to see the console for the very first time, the console portable thing, hybrid, for the very first time. We got the name for the first time, and we saw games running on it for the first time as well. So first, we're going to go talk about the hardware, and then we'll get into some of the games that were shown off later on in this, again, 3 minute preview trailer.
Yeah.
Very short.
Let's talk about the Nintendo Switch.
Whoa, that was awesome. Yes, that's very satisfying noise.
Yes.
The clicking sound, it sounds awesome.
Yes.
Let's go over some initial reactions. Your expectations before you watched it, and then your first thoughts after you got done watching and during. Star, you please tell us, what did you think?
All right, okay. So let me give the rundown. So, my expectations beforehand, I was not expecting anything extravagant. I was just expecting, like, oh, they might, you know, they said they're going to show something off. So, I was like, okay, they might show the console off, but they probably just show the console and that's it. They're like, they'll just be like a little video of, like, oh my God, look at the console. Oh my God, it looks so cool. Oh, this and that in a form. I'd be like, it's just a simple thing. Not a big deal. But then when I saw during this trailer, whatever you want to call it, during all of this happening, when I first heard the most satisfying noise in history, as soon as I heard it, I was like, ooh, oh, this is going to be great. And then they were showing the controller, they were showing everything off, and I was like, oh my God, this looks so freaking cool. And you can say it was fanboying or whatever, but really, I my opinion was not going to be, like, so high at first. I was like, it's going to be a simple thing. But it just blew my mind, and I am satisfied beyond belief. One last time, let's hear that satisfying sound.
That's perfect. No, that really is perfect. That sounds amazing.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to be playing it more.
Yeah, for me, my expectations... Ooh, so just so for some reference, we found out that we're going to see this trailer the night before. Not even the day before, the night before. That's when they said, hey, make sure to tune in tomorrow morning, less than half a day later, for the actual reveal. And we've been waiting for this reveal for a very, very long time. For reference, today's October 20th. That's the day the preview trailer for the NX was first shown. 2016, if you're listening to this in the future. Hi.
Hello.
From the past.
Future people.
The first time the NX was mentioned and was established as a real thing was March 17th of 2015. It's been over a year and a half since then. So we've been waiting for this for a very long time. So that's just the background there. My expectations were... I actually had some higher expectations because of all the good things I was hearing from, like, the rumors and stuff. I don't know how closely you've been following them, but, like, the hybrid stuff. Like, all that sounded really interesting. But I'm still a little burned on the Wii U reveal. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my Wii U. Okay, I think it's a great console. I think it has some really awesome games. And even the gamepad has some great uses. But when they first revealed the Wii U, I don't know if you remember this, Staryu, but back in E3 2011, when they first showed off the Wii U, I had such a bad taste in my mouth after seeing that. It was all like Miis, and the gamepad was just... It just wasn't just jumping at me like this was. And... just the fact that they called it the Wii U was just such a bummer back then. I felt like Nintendo was not taking one of their audiences seriously. They were still trying to pander to that casual audience that, as we now know, didn't really follow from the Wii. So I don't feel that way after seeing this trailer. I feel like they are trying to appeal to... I want to say they were trying to appeal to us by like the really nice, sleek design, the just how clean everything is. But they're also touching into like that tablet market, people who use mobile devices pretty regularly, I feel. So I feel like they're doing it right.
Yes, they are. And that controller, oh, we're going to talk about that later, but ooh, so good. Just, ooh.
Okay, you need to knock that off.
You know you like it. Don't say that.
Oh my gosh. See, right now, so it's October, and this is supposed to come out in March 2017, and they reconfirm that that is still going to happen, March 2017 release date. And when I hear that, I'm like, oh good, I'm glad they revealed it now because it's 5 months away. I can handle it. I want you to know something, Staryu. Every time you play that click sound, a day... is shaved off of, or a day is added to that, okay? That's how I feel. Like a day. I have to wait like 5 extra days now. That's how it feels.
Oh my God. Oh, but you know you love that sound so much. It's so good. Oh,
I know.
The trailer they played was really phenomenal. I feel like they have caught the eye of so many people, both, you know, hardcore Nintendo fans, casual Nintendo fans, just casual people just watching and be like, oh, what is this? I feel like that trailer definitely has caught the eye of a lot of different types of gamers. So, ooh, just real good. Just real good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how when I turned on the trailer, my first thought was like, because it shows like the people, it doesn't show gameplay or even the NX right away, if I remember correctly. It takes a little bit. You see some guy using some kind of controller on a couch, that kind of thing. And like during those first few seconds, I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, like, I'm nervous because I'm like, I don't know if they can do it. And they did it. They did. I'm really excited for this thing. So I'm very, very, very happy with this. And I know we're being super, super positive because there are some, like, questions that we still have and some concerns, I think. But overall, Nintendo did an excellent job with showing off this preview trailer. They showed just enough to get us so excited and wanting more. Like, I'm ready for, like, that NX Direct. I'm ready.
I'm ready,
release
too.
It tomorrow. Ah! Oh, my gosh. You can hypnotize people to buy the NX. That's the whole strategy here. Nintendo is trying to hypnotize people into buying the NX with that sound alone.
When you hear the sound, you will buy the Nintendo Switch.
I keep calling it the NX. It's the Switch. It's the Switch.
I was saying, I'm like, Nintendo Switch.
I just noticed that when you said Switch. But nice transition, because I wanted to talk about the name. What do we think about it? Is it enough? Does it sound okay? Is it weird?
Honestly, what do you think? It's one of the worst names they could have ever chose. Just kidding. Honestly, the fact that it's not Wii, that's all that makes me happy. That's it. It's not Wii, so I'm happy with it. No, I don't want no more Wii U, Wii 3, Wii 4, Wii me, Wii 2. I don't want none of that nonsense. No more Wiis. Wii is done. Yeah. I write the Nintendo Wii was good. Wii U is okay. It's pushing it. People got confused. So the fact that they have a new name and that sound is just so enticing. It just makes your mouth water to want to just play some Nintendo Switch. It's great. I like the name a lot.
Yeah. Everything you just said, I totally agree with. And the name Switch itself, like moving away from the Wii name, thank God that's not here. Switch, when I first heard it, my first reaction was, well, hey, I don't hate it. That was my first reaction. I mean, that's what I've come to think of Nintendo names. Because even the 3DS, while I think that's a much better name than the Wii U, even that one, I felt a little like, okay, I mean, you're sticking a little too close to the DS. And even the 3DS, people were slightly confused too, where it's like, oh, is this the next line in the DS generation of games?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but here, I think it's going to be very clear that this is a new system. And what I really, really like is that in today's day and age, when you have a Nintendo Direct or some E3, any big announcement from Nintendo, social media is such a has such a huge impact on getting that message out. Something you didn't have available for the Wii U launch, 3DS. I mean, it was available, but it wasn't as prominent, I don't think. But like, you go on Twitter, Nintendo Switch is trending. Same thing on Facebook. Facebook, people are always looking at the trending thing on Facebook, and they're always checking out what's there. So Nintendo having Nintendo Switch in the spotlight there, huge deal. Huge deal, and that's how you get people to see this 3-minute preview trailer, and they already know what's coming. I just see this as so well done.
Yeah, it's spreading on like wildfire on Twitter right now. Everyone's saying, say hello to Nintendo Switch.
Now, I copyrighted that statement, but...
Wait, you did? Because it says it on Twitter. Say hello to Nintendo Switch.
I said it first. I think I said it first. I said it, what, like 20 minutes after it was announced? That's when I posted the article.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Ooh, everyone's using it. Say hello to Nintendo Switch. Ooh.
Ooh. Maybe I'll be a first result, maybe. Ooh. Whatever. But yeah, name, we like it. What about the actual portability aspect to it? Because that's the main thing that they're highlighting here. And just so we can kind of explain it, basically you have a gamepad-like device, a very nice, sleek, clean gamepad device. Looks like a tablet. There are two detachable controllers on either side. And by controller, I mean like a mini Wii remote on either side. Both have a control stick. Both have 4 buttons. And you can slip those off, use the gamepad screen as like a mini TV, use the controllers as, well, controllers.
When you slip them on, it makes this noise.
Or you can put it into the dock station near the TV, and that will let you play on the TV. Now, it could get a little confusing here, because you take the gamepad, the tablet itself, off, keep the controllers, but you put the tablet into the docking station. So all you're left with is are the two controllers, and you put those two controllers into a controller like hold or mold to make like a bigger controller without the screen. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes.
You're going to have to like take a look at a picture. I think by word, it's not very well described. And you can take it anywhere. There's no like 30 feet restriction Wii U gamepad nonsense. It's not streaming from the gamepad. It's running from, at least from my understanding, it's running from the gamepad itself.
Right.
So that's the whole idea. What do we think?
Now, me personally, I don't... This looks like it's expensive, so I don't really know how much I would take it on the go. Personally, but it's really a nice thing to have. I mean, hey, at the very least, even if you don't take it on a go, you can go all the way across your house, go all the way on the other side, and you won't have to worry about like wires and things like that. You just like go in your room. If the Nintendo Switch isn't there, just pop it there, you can just put it anywhere. So that is a very good feature, and it's very satisfying. I'm sorry, I'm just dealing with the noise. I'm sorry. It's very satisfying, and you know, just the fact that you can take it anywhere, it's cool. You can take it anywhere, so it'll be easier to, you know, especially for like younger people who, you know, like they're taking their consoles, not just younger people, but anyone who just takes their game system to other people's house. It'll be really simple. You won't have to set up or anything. Just take it to their house, put it right there on like a table or something. Get the two controllers out, and bam, you're playing. There you go. So
yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about the multiplayer that they showed off. It's not that confusing, but it can be if you're not paying attention. You have the two controllers that you can take off of the screen and use those two controllers as controllers for multiplayer. And like, that makes sense. Cool, whatever. You can also use that while it's docked on the TV or on the gamepad screen itself. Okay, two people are playing. You could also, I believe you can also get additional controllers, like two more smaller controllers. I think that's possible. You can also get other people with a Switch. I almost called it an NX. Switch. Switch full gamepad controller. Use that as a controller. Everyone can have their own screen and controller to play on. You could do it like that. And there's also a Pro controller. I don't think it's called the Pro Controller, but it's the same concept. This time, it's basically mirrors an Xbox One controller or an Xbox 360 controller. So a lot more sleek, cooler in design. But yeah, you have those options for controllers.
Honestly, it's the only thing is that the controller is really, really small. You know, I'm wondering if, like, you know, if you have big hands, like, would it be really hard for you to use? Because it's smaller than a Wiimote. So when you split it to two, you know, one person gets one controller, one person gets another. Like, I wonder if it's going to be harder to use.
You know, I had the exact same concern, and it wasn't even do you have big hands, but for everyone. It just looks really tiny. It looks like your hands are going to be really crammed. I mean, imagine playing Smash Brothers on that thing. Like, how?
Please, SC.
You'd have to. I see something similar in, like, the Wii generation where, okay, we're playing Smash Brothers. GameCube controller, it's mine. I have to play with the Wii remote? Dang it. Loser plays with Wii remote. Oh, okay. I mean, because it's such a downgrade. And maybe that's the point, is that those mini controllers are good for on-the-go play when you don't have access to your pro controllers, pretty much.
I think so. So, because we're talking about controllers, why don't we switch to controllers?
Switch? Oh my gosh, I didn't even make the connection. Ah!
Let's switch to... Oh, darn it. I didn't have the sound ready. Let's switch to the next topic.
Okay. I think we should talk a little bit about the design. Some specifics about the controller. Let's just look at the normal Switch controller without anything detached, removed, added, blah, blah, blah.
So satisfying.
You have your standard... you have your A, B, Y, and X on the right side. Below that is the control stick. On the left side, you also have a control stick there, and you have a D-pad that is now separated into four buttons. It's not a D-pad like you've seen on all the other Nintendo controllers. And the reason for this is so that when you do detach the controllers, they're the same. It's not that one has a D-pad and one has buttons. They both have four buttons, right?
Right.
Right. What else is on there that's interesting?
Did you talk about the plus and minus?
The tiny minus and plus.
Yeah, there's a tiny plus on the, I believe, the right side and a tiny minus on the left side. At first, I was telling SC before we decided to do the podcast, I was telling him, is that like, what is that? Is that like a mini, like, what is it called? D-pad? Control pad or whatever?
Yeah.
I was just like, I was like, what is that? And it's like, oh no, it's a plus and a minus. And I didn't even notice the minus. I'm like, oh, that is a minus. Oh, okay. I was like, what is that? Like, I thought it was like a mini pad. I was like, and SC says, what do we have to use that? Like a toothpick?
Yeah, when I first saw it in the trailer, I was like, dang, that thing is tiny. Like, I was thinking about like how I'd use like my fingernail. I'd have to grow out my fingernail so I could like get the right input.
Hey, do you have a toothpick to use it?
Oh my gosh. Instead of a stylus, everyone gets toothpicks for their D-pads and the minus for some reason. But the design, what else is on there that's noteworthy? I mean, you have the home button. It's on the right side. And you have the square button. It's on the left side.
Yeah, we don't really know what it does. Sharing or what. Like, I don't know exactly what that would do.
Yeah, it could be sharing. I suggested it might be Amiibo, but I don't... I think that it's an actual button. Amiibo would be scanned in somewhere else. And I actually don't see a scanner anywhere for Amiibo. At least it's not, like, obvious, like, on the gamepad.
Maybe it'll scan in from the screen, like 3DS, the new 3DS does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that, actually. That's perfect. That's how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Problem solved. The gamepad itself... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. All I wanted to say is just looking at this controller, I get so satisfied looking at it. Just seeing that Nintendo Switch in the middle, so it's like, ooh.
Yeah, and I mean, the big thing here is that, like, I look at the gamepad, and before even the Switch was revealed, I already had this opinion. It's so clunky. It's big, and, like, it's not sleek. It's not like this. This is just very clean, sharp. Everything's just so fine-tuned. This one, it's like someone just like slapped this thing together. Like, I still look at the gamepad and I see like a face. Like the eyes with the control sticks. the giant mouth as the gamepad. Like, I still see that, and it's weird. And you just look at the design. Like, it fits for your hand well, but it looks like something you'd pick up at, like, the toy store, unfortunately. And thankfully, we'll be getting rid of that TV button, because that thing's useless.
Yeah, that no one has ever used that TV button. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Darn, it was a second late.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else to mention. Oh, there actually is. So there's the headphone jack at the top. There's actually a couple of big holes that I saw at the top.
Yeah,
so for some venting, I assume, to get some air going in there. But in the trailer, you see how somebody takes a cartridge and puts it into the thing. So I think that pretty much confirms the rumors that, and it basically reports at that point, that this uses cartridges again. We're done with the discs. We're moving back to cartridges. What do you think about that?
Those cartridges look pretty small. Like, they look kind of a little bit smaller than a 3DS cartridge. Like, maybe I'm imagining it, but, like, that was, like, gee whiz. If that's the cartridge or not an SD card, that looks so tiny.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at the technology and where it's gone. I mean, look at a flash drive today versus 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you were paying, like, what, like, $40 for an 8 GB flash drive?
Oh, don't remind me.
And worse even before then. Now it's like, oh, $2 for this 8 GB. Okay, I don't know if it's $2, but it's really cheap.
$5,
really
cheap. Bucks, yeah, for a really small one.
Like, the technology is there. I mean, that's different, I assume, from a cartridge. But the technology is there where you can fit lots of data onto something small like that. So
you're absolutely,
it makes
right,
sense.
But hopefully, like, you don't lose it. Like, it might be easier to lose. But
You know, okay, so you're bringing up a lot of valid concerns that I also thought about when I first saw this. Like, oh, I'm going to lose, like, the cartridge, or I don't want to take something so expensive out. But the same thing applies to, like, my 3DS, for example. And I haven't lost a single cartridge, and I never had my 3DS stolen, and I've taken it out plenty of times. I mean, StreetPass, hello. So, I mean, I assume this will be more expensive, but I'm not too worried about that.
Okay, well, regardless, I do think it's cool they're going back to cartridges. Hopefully that means everything's going to be loading nice and quick, because we know cartridges load quicker than discs usually do. Usually it's quicker for cartridges to load games and stuff. So
that's a fact? I didn't
that realize. Is a fact, yeah. Because it's all on one cartridge, so it's easier for the game to load and stuff. Discs, it has to be read, and sometimes that's why it could take a while. Yes, just a little factoid in case you didn't know that. But, yeah, I do think it's cool they're going back to cartridges. So, it's really interesting, because how many years has it been since we have had cartridges? Like, not counting 3DSs or anything like that. For, like, a home console.
Ooh,
it's been, like, since
N64.
Yeah! That was, like, what? Like, gee whiz, Nintendo 64 came out when? 1996? That's so long ago.
Yeah,
jeez.
So, I'd say, like, 16 years, because they were still making it until about 2000, 2001.
Right. So, about 16 years, yeah. Wow, I can't believe it. But, you know, it's exciting that we're, you know, once again, like, game systems are changing. They're adding new stuff. You know, it's just cool to see things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's that. Let's talk about the graphics. Without getting too much into the games that they showed, because we have an entire section for that, do you see an improvement in graphics? Do you see any difference? And again, the preview trailer, it did not show, like, direct gameplay footage. It showed kind of off-screen. Not off-screen like you would at an event, but, like, professionally done off-screen. I'm sure they took video and placed it into the video itself, into the preview trailer. But, I mean, it's still not perfect. So, what do you think?
Like you said, you didn't really, like, get an up-close view of it. So, it's, like, kind of hard to tell. But what I do know is when they showed Splatoon, because they did show Splatoon, the from what I saw from the characters looked better. The graphics of the characters, the little, what are they called? The Inklings or something like that? I don't know what they're called, but they looked a little bit better. Like, the way the shading was and stuff. Maybe it's my imagination. Maybe I'm just hoping, like, that's what it is. But they did look better designed, like, better graphics.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's just my observation that I've noticed.
Okay, so, yeah, with the two ports that we saw, so Mario Kart Splatoon, I didn't see any differences. Again, from a distance, you can't really tell, but I didn't see any differences there. With the Mario game, though, I was like, okay, I can see something here. You can definitely see something that I don't think would have been done well. Or, sorry, it would have been done well in the Wii U, but not to this level, I don't think.
No.
And we saw things like the Skyrim that they showed off, and it looks good, but it's hard to compare when you don't have something easy to compare to on the Wii U already. So I think that there's definitely a bump in graphics there, but nothing too noticeable, not yet, at least.
Wait, you think there's a bump? I don't think there's a bump. I think there's a switch. I love making all these bad puns.
I cannot believe I fell for that. I was like, ooh, a bump. If it's not a bump, then what is it? For some reason, landslide came into my head. I don't know why, but... One last thing I want to talk about the Switch before we move on to the games are some of the things that they didn't talk about or did not mention. First up, the battery.
Oh,
how do we think that's going to be? Because, look, on my 3DS, it's good enough for me and for the things that I do. But I assume something like the, almost like the NX, the Switch is going to have... is going to be a lot more demanding, and that's a huge factor. If the battery life is not good on the Switch, I mean, you are kind of taking that whole portable aspect and not starting off on a good foot. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, let's first get into this. How long does the 3DS last? I'm going to have to look that up exactly as I'm talking. I believe the new 3DS lasts longer than a normal 3DS. They definitely had better battery life than the previous 3DS. Okay, so the new 3DS lasts from about 3.5 hours to 7 hours. Well, the old 3DS lasted 3 to 5 hours. Okay. So about, let's just for argument's sake, like say like 7 hours. So I'm hoping that at least this new Nintendo Switch, the Nintendo Switch, there you go. The Nintendo Switch, I'm hoping that at least 7 hours, I think, is about right. It should be about that. I think it should definitely be around 7-8 hours. Because if it's like 3 hours, 4 hours, then what's the point of taking it on the go? I mean, I get it. I mean, usually phones and tablets don't usually last that long either. I mean, if we think about it, if we're using it continuously, they don't last that long either. They last about like, what, 2-3 hours sometimes?
Yeah, we get pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
So the other thing that I think we should talk about that wasn't mentioned in the preview trailer is the release date and the price. So first, release date, March 2017. Well, I guess they did talk about it, but exact release date. Do we think it's going to be early March, late March? What do we think?
I'm thinking late March. I don't even know. Oh my God, I feel like we talked about this like on the E3 podcast about when you think the NX is going to be released. I forgot exactly what I said, but I think I said something like March 14th, 15th. I think that's what I said, like around that date, somewhere in like either middle or late. I definitely don't see it coming out early March. I definitely 100%. I feel like during March, they're going to hype it up, be like, oh my God, the Nintendo Switch. Darn it, it wasn't ready. The Nintendo Switch is ready to come out. Here we go. Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say late March as well, usually because that's when they do their investors meeting or whatever it is, their financial briefing, whatever it is in March.
Yes.
Quarterly earnings for the fiscal year, whatever it is. That's when they do it at the end, and they usually want to get their stuff out before that date, and they might try to have as much time for development for this thing until then. I don't know. The other flip side to this is that, remember that Breath of the Wild amiibo release date that was kind of slipped by Nintendo? The release date for that was like March 4th or something like that.
Ooh.
Something like that. So it could be early March too. Who knows? But the Switch knows. But
yes.
The most important thing that wasn't talked about, I think, is the price. How much do we think this is going to cost?
Okay. Now, let me just say this to anyone who's listening. If you're counting on this costing $250 or anything like that, I think you're crazy. It's definitely going to be over $300. I definitely think it's going to be maybe at the least $299, and I don't even see that happening. I see $349.99. All right, you know what I mean? Around that price, or $399.99, like $400, $350, or $400. That's what I see this costing. I do not see this being a cheap console. I see this being a lot of money.
Actually, I think they're gonna try to go for the $299 sweet spot. $250, yeah, I think that's too cheap for it. It's not gonna happen. And I think $350 would make more sense for them. Like, they want to do $350, but I think they really just need to push and go for $299, because that just having that two in the front is just so much more inviting to everyone. Like, it's so much more refreshing to see versus three at the start. So I think they're gonna go with $299. Do you think there will be additional models like the Wii U had?
Well, when the Wii U came out, it was $299, I believe, for like the 8 gigabyte one, and then like the 32 gigabyte one was $350. So then I hope they don't do something like that, because honestly, who bought the freaking 8 gigabyte Wii U console? Right, that's nothing. Yeah. That is nothing. You can't put anything on there with that. What are you gonna put on a freaking 8 gigabyte console? That's nothing. Hopefully, it's not like that. Like, what is the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, PlayStation, like, they have like a bunch of space on their consoles.
Yeah, I think my Xbox One had a 500 gigabyte hard drive. And yes. I don't know what my PlayStation 4 has, but they're up there. And even then, for those games, like, my Xbox One is full. I keep deleting things, because games are just big nowadays. They're big. And by the end of the Wii U's life, there were games where it's like, okay, download this 16 gigabyte game. Well, how?
There's 16 gigabyte games on the Wii U?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Smash Brothers is huge. I think Smash Brothers is 19. No, don't call me on that. Bayonetta was over 10. I know Bayonetta 2, that was over 10 gigabytes. I know that for a fact.
Well, that's because it's 1 and 2.
Mm-mm, just 2.
Just 2?
So, you downloaded Paper Mario. That was 9 gigabytes, I think.
I did? I downloaded it? Oh, yeah. It was like 8 gigabytes, 9 gigabytes, yeah.
Or 8? Yeah. And I had to delete Bayonetta 2 so I can make room for it. The games were big then, and they are now, and they're going to continue to be big, so we need some big storage for this.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't like the excuse, well, just buy an external hard drive. No, I don't want that. Just keep it on the dang system.
Yeah, come on, Nintendo Switch. We got to step it up.
Especially where nowadays, flash memory like that is just cheaper than it's ever been.
Yes. I mean,
come on. Anything else we want to talk about the system itself before we move on to some of the games?
You see here, honestly, from what I'm seeing so far, I am satisfied. I'll say that. From the console, from the controller. All right, so far, everything looks good. I really want to put my hands on that controller. I want to see how it feels. I want to just touch it. I want to feel it. I really want to know what it feels like to play with the NX. Oh my God, excuse me, Nintendo Switch controller. I want to know how it feels like, so I'm really curious to test it out. Like, I've never been that curious. For the Wii U, I always thought, like, oh my God, I don't really care. It's going to be big and clunky or whatever. But for this, I'm really curious to know how it feels.
And I'm just relieved that there's so many people who are so happy about this. There's so much positivity around this, and rightfully so. They did a great job with this preview trailer. And I'm not trying to be, like, funny or whatever, but even, like, I'm really excited to hear what Dark Boo has to say. Because from the start, he's been like, no, NX, I'm not going to think about it. I'll get one in like 5 years or whatever at the end of the life cycle. But I'm interested to see what he's going to say, because he's been very vocal about not caring. And this could turn him around. Mm. I mean, the chances are kind of low.
Maybe these sounds will hypnotize him to get it. Is it working on you?
All night for him. Yeah.
It already worked, though. The first time you heard it, I was like, I need to get it. These sounds are nothing. You're like, please, I already got it. Why do you keep playing it?
Exactly. Oh, ready to move on to the games?
I'm always ready.
Awesome. So the first one...
Oh, darn it. I was late again.
The first one is Zelda Breath of the Wild. We don't have too much to say, because it's not like they showed anything new. And they just showed it running on the NX, and it looks beautiful, like it did before. But again, we need to see NX direct gameplay to have more of an opinion on that. I mean, did it? I know you said you weren't the biggest Zelda fan. No. Did this give you any more interest?
No, it did not.
Ah, okay. I mean, they showed it for like 5 seconds. The next one. All right, are you ready for this? All right, everyone sit down. Get ready.
I'm already sitting down.
All right, me too. Is Mario Kart 8? Question mark? Do you want to explain this one?
I guess. It keeps you waiting so late. Oh my god. Okay. So, from what we saw in the little trailer of the Nintendo Switch... from what we saw, I'm sorry, I know I'm probably annoying some people, I apologize, but this sound is so good. If every time you hear that sound, you're just not like, ooh, then something's wrong. From what they showed for Mario Kart 8, I guess, is they showed a playthrough of Mario, of these two guys playing Mario and King Boo? Yes, King Boo, apparently, and they were playing on Yoshi Circuit, the GCN one. For, you know what I mean, for the DLC, GCN, yeah. Yoshi Circuit. So, from what we saw, they were just playing, they were racing on it, both two guys playing it with two separate controllers, as we know, because we could split them up into two different controllers. And, what I'm really also shocked about is, if you look while they're playing the game, you see that each character has two items. Double the items. Mm-hmm. So, that's a new thing. So basically, here's the rundown. Each character apparently can have two items, and also King Boo is playable. That's what we have. So I don't know if like this is like a Wii U, like if this is gonna be like just for the NX, like this is gonna be like they're gonna re-release the game, they port it to the NX, and like this is a new feature. You get new characters, and then you get a new feature. You can hold two items, or if this is like DLC, which I definitely don't think that's DLC. I definitely think that this is gonna be a port to the Nintendo Switch.
I don't know what to think about this just yet, because I see King Boo and that's awesome, and I see the double items and that's awesome. Also, note, it's still a single character in a card. This is not Double Dash 2.
Yes, some FYI. People were saying that, and we had to clock the tee. That's not Double Dash 2.
But they were really pushing it. Double items, King Boo, and they're playing on Yoshi Circuit. I mean, all right.
Yeah.
We get it. But I don't know what to think of this just yet, because just seeing that alone, if they add new characters and new stages and the double items, is that worth an entire new purchase for me? It's tough for me to say, and I assume it'll look a little bit better too. But that's the thing. Mario Kart 8 already looked so good on the Wii U.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way to make it even better, but... like, I'm not complaining there. I don't need the graphical update. Do you think it's going to be a port and the update, and then the Mario Kart 8 on Wii U also gets an update?
I hope not, because then really there's no point in buying this game on the Nintendo Switch. There would be no point. What I'm thinking is this is going to be a whole port, and they're going to add a bunch of stuff. I'm thinking a bunch of new stages. Like, new stages and old stages, you know, a bunch of stages, and then this feature, and then a bunch of new characters. I cannot see that they would add, like, what, three characters, like, what, one new cup? Like, I can't see them doing that, because that would literally be no purpose of buying it. I get it, like, oh, maybe you didn't have a Wii U, so it's like, oh, you're getting a new game still. But it's like, to me, I already have the game, why would I want to buy just the same thing plus, like, a new item thing? No. I want new stuff. Nintendo, you hear me? New stuff. This is not going to be Mario Kart 8. It's going to be Mario Kart 9. Bam.
Oh, that's the thing. If this was Mario Kart 9, I'd be severely disappointed.
Oh. Mario Kart 8.5.
then 8.5, because every Mario Kart feels new. It has a new feel. It has new features, like big new features. And this is not that, at least from the 10 seconds that we saw. Right. This is not that. This is Mario Kart 8 with additional updates. And I don't know. I want to ask for specifics. What would it take for you to buy this game?
What would it take?
How many new tracks? How many new characters? What else needs to be added?
I would say at the minimum 4 new cups. I want a whole new bunch of tracks to race on. I want 4 new cups for each. That'll be 16 new tracks. That will be good for me. I also want, at the very least, 8 new characters. If there's only like 4 new characters or 5 new characters, I'm sorry. That's not worth it to me. I want a bunch of new characters. And I want freaking Petey Piranha back. All right, you have King Boo. Why don't you have Petey Piranha? We need Petey Piranha. I want Dry Bones.
Yeah.
Diddy Kong. I want a bunch of new things. I don't want just, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, I don't want just 2 new things. A bunch of new things. How about you, Issy? What would make you buy it?
Oh, I think your minimums are good. I don't know if that'd make me buy it, though, because, I mean, do you think this is going to be full price? $60?
There should be a discount for if you already have the game.
Exactly. If there was a discount for like that, then I would probably be on board. Let's say, because I own Mario Kart 8, I can buy it for $30, half off.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I would instantly buy it.
And then the $30 is actually like a really big DLC pack. I mean, that'd still be an expensive purchase. It'd be more than a DLC, but I'm getting it on a new system. It's going to look better. I have a new controller. So there are other updates too that are not just in the game itself, but it's got to be some discount program. Otherwise, I don't see myself getting it. Battle mode. We could get a revamped battle mode. That'd be nice.
I know you don't like it, SC, but at least for me, I wanted some Mario Kart Wii battle mode. It was so good. Me and Boo would always play it.
I don't see why we can't have options. What if we had a mode where you could pick the teams, or you could pick the DS style? I love the DS style.
I would totally be fine with that. I would absolutely be fine with that. Have different options on Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff. Anything else you want to mention about this before we move into Splatoon? Because it's going to be a similar discussion there.
I think I pretty much mentioned everything I want to mention. I mean, I think it's cool King Boo's playable, and that's so awesome. And also 2 items, that's so cool. Oh my god. If I get 2 things of triple red shells, ooh, someone's in trouble.
Oh. Oh. There is actually one thing that I did want to mention. That if, for whatever crazy reason, because you're right, what would be the point by this buying this port if they added all the updates on the NX or the Switch version to the normal Mario Kart 8 Wii U version? It'd be cool if players could from the Wii U could play online with players on the NX. Like, that'd be interesting.
I don't think that'd be possible if they had the new item system.
That's what I mean. If everything was the same, then yes. Otherwise, that's why I'm thinking about Splatoon. What if those people on the Wii U could still play with people on the NX? But
ooh, are you transitioning? Are you switching?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Take a switch.
Splatoon. I call it Splatoon Plus because it's going to be Splatoon with more updates. What did you see that's new?
I think I saw a new stage in the background of one of the scenes they showed. Ooh. And the characters are posing differently, posing more dynamically instead of just like face on like the Wii U version. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I've noticed. They didn't really show a bunch. They didn't really show a lot. They just showed, that's pretty much what they showed.
And do you think this is do you think this is Splatoon 2 by chance?
I don't think so. I definitely think like it's going to take the Mario Kart 8 approach. I think what we're getting with Mario Kart 8, there's going to be new stuff. There's going to be new stages, maybe new weapons, but they're not going to like revamp the whole thing and make a new version. I don't think so, because Splatoon came out like what, 2015, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that long ago. So to go whole revamp would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I didn't get to look at the footage too much, but the only things I noticed were the haircuts. You can have different haircuts.
Yeah.
That's about it. For me, that's all I saw. So, Splatoon. But here's I like the strategy that they're going with here is that Mario Kart 8 and Splatoon were the two like like two of the three huge multiplayer games that people continue to play over and over on the Wii U. They're bringing them over. They're bringing those people who are currently on the Wii U over. So it's an interesting strategy to keep that multiplayer aspect there.
Right.
So I like that. I'm more inclined to rebuy Mario Kart 8 before I rebuy Splatoon.
True. So. That is absolutely true. Very true.
Especially with the item system change. Whew.
Yeah. Hopefully some people from previous Mario Karts will migrate to this new Mario Kart 8.
Yes, and not in 2 years.
Ooh.
Since we're talking about ports, one port that was not talked about and that potentially doesn't exist is Smash Brothers. I thought Smash Brothers would be one of these games that make it over. Did you ever get that feeling?
I absolutely thought they would totally port Smash Brothers to the Nintendo Switch. I don't have the sound ready. Oh my god. But I totally thought they would port it over. So the fact that they didn't port, for at least from what we see so far, we didn't see like any footage of that. That's kind of making me a little sad.
Yeah, because that's one thing you'll be leaving behind. Because I think it's kind of clear that this thing's not going to be backwards compatible.
No.
Because I don't see anything for the discs. And there was something about the gamepad that I don't think you can do on this new Switch gamepad. Or am I just crazy?
Say it again.
What's on the gamepad now, the Wii U gamepad, that you can't do on the Switch? I feel like there was something that I noticed where it's like, oh, you know, that's going to be missing.
Yes, you're right. The TV button, the most amazing button ever, ever in any console, TV button, yeah. Big loss that we don't have it. It's really huge loss.
Big time.
I was so disappointed, but then as soon as I heard this sound, then I was like, okay, I forget all about it.
Okay, you're not allowed to make the Switch sound until you get that delay fixed. We cannot be left in suspense for that long.
I know.
You know my ears need to hear it.
You're craving ASAP. It. You're craving it.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but no Smash Brothers. I was kind of shocked. Not shocked, but surprised that wasn't included. But we still have so much time before everything is announced.
Very true, very true.
One last thing on these ports. Do you think they will be on release day?
No.
Day one.
Nope. I think maybe Mario Kart 8, maybe. But I don't think they'll do a whole bunch of them day one.
I think they'll be there day one.
You think so?
Absolutely. I think they need Zelda, Mario Kart, and Splatoon on day one. I mean, what if you skip the Wii U? You have three amazing games right there. I can already say Breath of the Wild is amazing. You have three excellent titles on launch day. What an amazing launch lineup right there. I mean, two ports. But imagine if you didn't play those. Wow, that's incredible. And it gets the people who are on Wii U to just transfer over right then and there on day one. I think it's a day one thing.
But my wallet will be crying.
You have 5 months to save up.
Oh, my poor wallet's already crying. He's like, oh no, don't spend me, Michael. Don't spend me.
No more Popeyes.
Oh, don't say that. They had the wicked good deal too. Oh, that's off topic anyway.
Oh, no more candy either.
No, stop. Oh.
Okay. We have one more big game to talk about and then some other smaller games. So the next big one is the next Super Mario game.
Ooh.
What? I actually remember this as one of my NX predictions that they would show off Mario when they revealed NX. So I got that right.
My predictions came true from that podcast. So I don't want to hear none.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to remind everyone that's episode 220 where we did that. We had a lot of NX predictions there, including when it would be announced. And I think we were all wrong. I think I said August or September. I definitely didn't say October.
I said March. I said March when it would come out.
What about when it would be announced? What did you say then?
I thought it would be announced in October, so I was right.
Are you sure?
No, I said September.
Okay.
I said late September, so technically I was half right.
Oh, please. But Super Mario, that was announced, not really announced, but it was shown. It looks like Super Mario 3D World, same type of gameplay, but it looks way more open. Again, this is only 10 seconds, pretty much. One clip was of Mario in like this, like very colorful and vibrant, like Mexican style town. It made me think, like, is there going to be a Day of the Dead level, that kind of thing? And then the other one was a castle type level. And you can see, like, it looks like a desert, but there's also ice or water or something. It's not very clear. What do you think about this game?
So far, it looks terrible. And I'm not going to be playing it. Just kidding.
You need to switch your attitude right now, because that's not a good thing to say. This thing looks awesome.
I am joking. Gee whiz. By the way, when you see them play the Super Mario thing, you see the amiibos by the console. So that's really cool. So definitely that means that they're keeping the amiibos. Just saying, just in case anyone had any doubt. So far it looks really cool, but I'm wondering, like, is this going to be like Super Mario 3D World, or is this like its own thing? Because the desert town with the cactus, and apparently I'm seeing a skull with a sombrero? Or is that a Shy Guy? I don't have no clue. Honestly, these sombrero guys piss me off and pick more color splash. That's a whole other podcast, though. Anyway, but so far it does look really interesting. I'm thinking it's more than likely going to be something like Super Mario 3D World, because I don't see you repeating. I saw the level with the bullet bill. I don't see you repeating a level like that. I don't see you like going backwards like Super Mario Galaxy or anything like that. I don't see that happening. So I'm imagining Super Mario 3D World 2, maybe?
It would be. I think it's more in line with Super Mario 3D World, but it's just a little bit more open. We're basing this off that town. That town looks pretty, like, you could explore it a little bit. A lot more than you could in anything in Super Mario 3D World, at least.
Oh.
So, it's true. But that's what I saw.
It would fit perfectly, though, with the multiple controllers, though, to have multiple players and something like that.
True. Yeah, I don't think they would get rid of something like that. And in order to have multiplayer, you need to have it a little more confined. So, I mean, we'll see. We don't know much about it, but it's a new Mario game. It's good that we're seeing it now. That means that it's in development, and it will be releasing fairly soon. Not release date, that's for sure. I assume this is going to be November. November game for next year. Because it comes out in March. We have half a year with the Switch, and then we get Mario at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah? You want to make a bet? I'll bet with you. I bet it'll come out in October. Ha! There you go. Not November.
You want to make an official bet?
Yeah, let's make a bet.
An official Lost Levels bet?
Let's make a bet right here. I bet that this new Super Mario game will be out October or earlier. And if it's out earlier, I win the bet. If it's out later than October or anything earlier, then you win the bet. Deal?
Fine.
Deal?
You said October and earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if it releases November or later, anytime later, I win the bet.
Right, there you go. So let's make an official bet. Here we go. There we go. It's in stone. It's in stone. The Switch says so, right, Switch? There we go. It's in stone.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll see you in November. Okay, next, or anything left to say on Super Mario? The newest Super Mario?
No. Honestly, if it's like Super Mario 3D World, though, I know it's going to be really fun. But, yeah, that's it.
Okay, and last, I just want to mention some of the third-party support that we're seeing. After the preview trailer, Nintendo released an image of all the, or a sampling, as they say, of all the Nintendo Switch partners. And you have a lot of the normal ones that you'd see there. You have Ubisoft, Sega's there, Konami. Sega. Bandai Namco. But as we saw in the preview trailer, we have Bethesda on there. We saw some Skyrim. Skyrim's coming to. Skyrim's amazing.
I hate you Skyrim.
Also, oh, please. You have Bethesda on board. That means, like, Fallout might come out on NX, on Switch. Like, how cool would that be? I mean, granted, these are old games, but I assume newer games could be released on the. on the Switch, assuming it picks up traction and third parties want to continue to support it. I saw Telltale Games on there. I don't think they released any Wii U games at all, so we could potentially be getting The Walking Dead on there. The Batman Telltale series that just came out. You also have Take-Two on there. So games like BioShock from 2K. We saw NBA 2K17, so you definitely know that they're on board. Mafia 3 just came out, things like this. Rockstar is part of 2K. It's like a parent company, I believe. So the Red Dead Redemption 2 that was just revealed this morning, that could potentially come. There's a lot of possibilities with just this list here. It's very promising, and I really, really, really hope that the third parties come back, because, like Starry, I'm thinking about your situation. You usually can't buy more than one console. I mean, money is a pretty big stopping point for a lot of people, so you don't get to experience these things. But if you have these third parties on board, you'll have the opportunity to at least have the chance to try those.
To experience now, it's different, like, type of games, too.
Yeah. Now, with the Wii U, it's like, I know your situation. Like, this generation, I was lucky enough, I got all three, but the previous one, the Wii, I only had the Wii. That's all I could afford. And I picked the Wii because I know I love my Nintendo games, but it came at the sacrifice of everything else. And I assume that had to be the same for you, because I like the Wii U. Like, I knew I had to have a Wii U, but like, there were a lot of great games, but we missed out on a lot if it was just Wii U exclusive. So this is very promising.
Exactly. You explained everything perfectly. Yeah, I definitely missed out on PlayStation, PlayStation 4. You know, I wasn't really too interested in Xbox One, but, you know, hey, as time goes on, you know, I'm 20 years old now, all right, hey, my birthday was a while back, just saying. You know, I'll be able to afford that stuff late as time goes on. But yeah, you're absolutely right. For this console generation, I missed out on so much, and it's really sad. So hopefully, you know, with this Nintendo Switch, we get different types of games.
And that pretty much does it for our Nintendo Switch discussion on the preview trailer that we saw this morning. Before we wrap it up, wanted to quickly say that we don't have that much news and community, but we do have one thing to say. Our Create a Mario Party Board contest, our very first one, we finished getting all the submissions, we reviewed each one, and we recorded a video review panel that you can go check on Mario Party Legacy's YouTube channel and on MarioPartyLegacy.com, where we have all the written review results.
Ooh.
Please go check that out. We are not going to reveal who won. We want you to go check that out yourself. But just so we're all clear, all these boards were made in preparation of Party Planner 64, the Mario Party 1, 2, and 3 board editor, which will be released soon. So that's a thing. Me and Staryu were the judges there, so that's why I'm bringing it up. And that's pretty much it. So, ending information, you can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes and on other podcast services. The iTunes is not the only one, but please leave us a rating and review. That helps us grow, and it helps us in search results so other people can find us. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.marioPartyLegacy.com, and our Mario news and community at marioPartyLegacy.com. Follow the Lost Levels on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/thelostlevels, on Twitter at Lost Levels MPL, on Tumblr at thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com, and at youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsMPL. Now, as for me, Super Zambuzzi, you can find me on Twitter, Nintendo Network, and YouTube with that username, Super Zambuzzi. On YouTube, I do my live streams for Banjo-Kazooie Returns.
Ooh.
Every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. If you join and you tell me you're from the podcast, you will definitely get a shout out. That would be so cool to see if you did that. Please tell me you're from the podcast if you show up on my stream Wednesday noon Pacific time. Yeah, that's me.
And now we're going to switch to me, Spider Staryu. You can follow me on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of it is Spider Staryu. And yes, I am also in the Mario Party Legacy video, create a Mario Party board contest, where we review the boards and stuff. And you can see our handsome faces. clocking T on these boards. And overall, you know, I just wanted to say a quick thing about that. You know, overall, regardless of whatever rating we gave anyone, you know, I was so thankful to have all you guys send in. And I can't wait to see you guys send in for next time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're definitely going to do it again. Don't you worry. We're absolutely going to do it again. So, yeah, thank you everyone for sending in. And, yeah, that's it.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. Please keep following us, The Lost Levels. If you're new, we will have plenty of more Nintendo Switch discussion in the future. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.